In some shape or form, every global headline impacts the body of Christ. I'm Ruth Kramer, and this is Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. In today's conversation, we'll explore how current events and the Great Commission connect in Bangladesh, the Philippines, and Africa. Christians are on edge in Bangladesh. Bruce Allen of Forgotten Missionaries International says threats and attacks are forcing pastors to relocate.
When I speak with Muslims in Bangladesh, they think life is going on as normal, but the Christians are certainly sensing a heightened security risk.
The risk is catching headlines, too. A terrorist belonging to one of Bangladesh's locally grown terror cells just admitted to targeting foreigners in October's spate of attacks. A couple weeks ago, ISIS said this group was its affiliate in Bangladesh.
If ISIS says, we'd like you to carry out this attack, the other terror group may say, okay, you say jump, we say how high.
It's all affecting FMI ministry, and your prayers are needed.
Pray for the pastor's ability to lead their congregation with courage. The pastor needs to guide the congregations to think biblically and behave biblically.
Pastors in the Philippines need those prayers as well. Christian Aid Mission reports the story of an indigenous missionary in the Philippines and his 24-year-old son were recently shot to death, most likely by the Communist Rebel Party. The missionary's church is shocked and saddened, but the ministry director believes that this will strengthen and mature it. Would you pray for continued courage to spread the gospel in spite of what's happened? You're listening to Mission Network News. If you're a teacher in a first world nation, you went to school, got training and tools, and went to work. But if you live in a developing nation, says Every Child Ministries' Mark Lucky,
the tool bag has not been filled with tools. And so they kind of go into it just wondering, how do I do this?
That's especially true in the rural area where ECM has projects in both Ghana and Uganda. ECM decided to help put some tools into those belts.
We started just doing regular intervention with teachers, helping them in the classroom, doing workshops for them.
It's all part of total community transformation.
Christian education in any school is a complete integration of your faith as a teacher into the way that you present your lessons. Integration of the gospel is God touches all aspects of what we're teaching.
Teachers, if you want to help, teams are forming now for a summer trip. Details are at missionnews.org. Speaking of education in East Africa, the Amwambi Rescue Steps School in Kenya is a partner with Set Free Ministries. Their goal is to set vulnerable kids free from a life of poverty and illiteracy. James Binyasi heads up the school.
We realized that most of these children could not buy the schooling. They could not buy the books. So we thought the best thing to do is target the most vulnerable children and the orphans and give them a chance to get the basic education.
Set Free helped to raise the funds to build the schools, get the desks, and get books for the kids. Now, the school reminds the children,
it's because of God's love to them that they're able to get the education.
Amwambini has seen incredible growth over the last decade. It gives a lot of the credit to Set Free.
Set Free Ministers are doing a wonderful job, and they need partners to stand with them, to pray for them, so that they can continue to make more impact. We believe that they're called by God to serve humanity.
And the smallest act can have a huge ripple effect. That's proven true for the Jesus film, where believers are saying, if you can equip and train us, we'll do the work of church planting. And they are. In Guinea-Bissau, 23 denominations united as one, responding to the advance of an aggressive religion from the north. Together, this year, they partnered with the Jesus Film Project and planted hundreds of new churches. You can get connected on any story you've heard today at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Christmas is approaching. For a gift of any amount, M&N is making available Chris Tomlin's CD, Adore. It'll help keep the true meaning of Christmas alive in your home. So keep it or give it to a friend. But get your CD by calling us at 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.